السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Kutbah. And the topic is, deeds are determined by how they end. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. He who increases the reward of the righteous and ultimately rewards them with the gardens of bliss. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his wants. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas i'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become righteous. Ayyuha as-sa'imun. O you who are fasting. The days of Ramadan are coming to an end, and they are almost over. And Allah has urged us at the end of this holy month to really strive and devote ourselves to His remembrance, and to give much thanks to Him. For Allah says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah intends for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful. So brothers and sisters, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs all praise with regards to the favor He has bestowed upon us from His blessing us with the opportunity to perform our obligations of worship, especially in the month of Ramadan. So we owe Him all of our gratitude that He's made this blessed month a course of purification for us, whereby we can compete amongst each other in drawing nearer to Him through devotion and righteousness. For Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And in this let those who compete. So let us hasten to do good, and let us persist upon such goodness and righteousness that we have attained unto in this month. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ahabbul a'mal ila Allah, ahabbul a'mal ila Allah ta'ala adwamuha wa inqal." That the acts most pleasing to Allah are those which are persisted upon, even if they appear to be little. This was the way of our Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, for whenever he did an act of righteousness, he would persist and be firm upon it. In other words, he was consistent and firm in his piety. And in fact, this was one of the things he would make supplication for. For it's reported that he said, Ya musarrif al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala ta'atik. O you who turns the hearts, make firm our hearts upon your obedience. So brothers and sisters, let us invest our time in doing good. Let us devote whatever time we have left in this month. Let us devote it in the best of ways by devoting it to worship and devoting it to the service of our Lord. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِخَوَاتِيمِهَا. That indeed actions or the deeds that are done depend on how they end or their seal. So let us safeguard our prayers. Let us ensure that the khitam of this month, the seal of this month, is one of musk. Let us perfume its fragrance by striving in our devotion. Let us illuminate our hearts and homes through the recitation of the Quran. Let us increase in our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let this remembrance permeate all of our states, such that we attain unto the rida, the contentment and pleasure of our Lord, and attain unto the paradise that He's promised those who have taqwa and are people of righteousness. Brothers and sisters, amongst the obligations that we should especially make sure we don't forget during these last days is the obligation of Zakatul Fitr. The Prophet ﷺ made it an obligation upon the old and the young, the men and the women, and it's to be paid before the Eid Salah. It's a form of zakat that in its amount is not large, but if it's paid after the Eid prayer, then it's not considered to being fulfilled as a type of zakat, and the amount that's paid is just becomes a sadaqah. So it's important for us to pay this amount before the Eid prayer. And it's permissible for this zakat to be paid in a monetary amount. And this year, this amount has been valued as about 25 dirhams. So let us hasten to pay it as a way of purifying ourselves in these last few days and drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. For indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atil Quran Abu Dhabi.